Sitkins were enjoying warm weather and funnel cakes at the annual 4th of July festival when news broke out about Governor Palin's announcement. In this town, in Sitka, split between Democrats and Republicans, support for Palin has been low since her run for vice president last year. But today, reactions in Sitka ranged from shock to disappointment and anger that the governor will be stepping down at the end of the month.
She'd wait and serve out her term. I mean, quitting the job early to get ready to run for presidency. What's she going to do when she becomes president? Quit the job early for something better? There's got to be a financial reason behind it. Whether or not she's getting money so that she can accept money elsewhere, there's got to be financial reasons behind it.
Boy, it's a mixed bag. You know, aside from everything, she has always been, I think, a great governor of the state of Alaska. I wasn't real excited when she ran for vice president of the country. But I honestly can't blame her for resigning just based on everything that she's been pulled through. And as a woman, I'd be done myself.
Kind of shocked. Actually, it's the first time we ever had a governor resign that I know of. I wish she hadn't have done it. And it's not because I'm all that fond of Sarah Palin as a politician. She was bad for southeastern Alaska, but I think it's a bad precedent.